Does science scare you? Do facts and figures boggle your mind? I'm a biologist, mum, and educator, and natural sciences is my passion project. I'm on a mission to make science simple. My first ever podcast is on a subject that I am so passionate about, the credibility of information. Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, there has been so much fake news and scaremongering. And I kind of feel like it's almost more damaging and spreading faster than the virus itself. When I'm confronted with a piece of information, the first thing I want to figure out is what is it I'm actually looking at? Is it published research data? Is it a journalist's interpretation? Or is it just a social media post that someone's knocked up? It should be so easy to tell the difference, but we can often get swept away by something without even asking these simple questions. At the moment, a lot of us are spending a substantial amount of time on social media. It is so easy to just hit the forward button or share information and send it on. There are a few things that always raise alarm bells for me and make me check information before I believe it. A message that has been forwarded. A message that contains claims insider knowledge, like my aunt's friend is personal assistant to Minister XYZ, or my sister's best friend works in a government department, so she knows. Next is spelling and grammatical errors. These are rarely found in official documents. Illogical looking file names, link names, or usernames. For example, an Instagram account belonging to Barack Zero Obama 7316 is probably not really Barack Obama. The last thing is out of character quotes by influential people. If someone is quoted as saying something, you can easily check it by copying the quote and pasting it into Google. If it is legitimate, transcripts will be available. If you can't find a transcript, it's probably fake news, or at the very least, you should be treating it with skepticism. If social media is the only place that an important story is breaking, you should really, really be questioning that. When something hits the headlines, it will be reported by lots of different sources. Now, if I'm reading a news article, I always watch out for the actual words that are being used. They tell you whether something has been proven or not. So words like may, suggest, and possibly can show that research is still in progress. So for example, a headline that says, researcher suggests that eating oranges may cure the common cold, does not mean that eating oranges actually does cure the common cold. It means that someone somewhere in the world is in the process of investigating whether oranges can cure the common cold, and they might have some good preliminary results. If you haven't heard of a news source before, then do a Google search to check credibility. All you need to do is type the name of the news source followed by the word credibility into a Google search. My general rule with media articles is to ask myself what the intent of the article is. Is it to inform me of something, or is it to stir up my emotions and get me worked up? Now, it sounds easy to ask those questions, but when you read something that does make you emotional, it's quite easy to actually forget to ask yourself that. If there are tons of adjectives, it's usually to trigger your emotions, and that will always prompt me to do a credibility check. The phrase research shows should always be backed up by where the research is being done and who is doing it. Credible sources never hide where they get their information from. In fact, they want to give the researchers the recognition. If an article claims experts agree, it should tell you exactly who those experts are. And I am always very skeptical if I read the phrase everybody knows. As far as websites go, if you click on a link and are taken to a website, then just glance up to the address bar and check that the address you are on actually matches the website you think you're visiting. If you're not sure, just open a new tab and search for the organization yourself. Just because a document appears to be on an official letterhead, it doesn't make it legitimate. Anyone with even the most basic IT skills can cut and paste a letterhead onto information they've taken from another source. Why people do this, I really don't know. But we had a fake document circulating here in South Africa. It was on an official government letterhead, but it referred to gas stations, which I can assure you is not a phrase that anyone here in South Africa uses. To check credibility of a website, just type the website name followed by credibility into a Google search. Numbers are so alluring, but as I learned early in university statistics, if you are shrewd enough, you can get numbers to back up almost any statement. That is why legitimate research has to go through peer and ethics review before it's accepted. Now, it only takes a few seconds to check credibility of information. So the next time you feel the urge to hit the forward or the share button, I urge you to ask yourself just two questions. Firstly, is this legitimate? If you're not sure, then Google it. Or you can also download the fact or fake checklist to remind you of what to look out for. If you don't already have it, you can grab it via the link in the podcast description. The second question is, why do I feel the need to share this? Is it because the person I'm sending it to is going to benefit from knowing this information? Or is it because I was shocked when I read it and I want to shock other people? Or is it because I want to be the first person to tell everybody about this? Answering these questions will seriously take you less than a minute. If your answers show that the source is legitimate and the receiver will benefit, then go ahead, share, forward. Asking these two questions even just a few times and checking the credibility of information, it will become second nature to you and you'll do it without even thinking. Now, more than ever, we need to stay calm. We need to work together. We need to step up and take responsibility for the information that we're spreading. Take the extra minute to verify information. Don't be that person spreading fake information.